International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, powerful manifester, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I'm Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And so grateful that you joined me today. And I can say, with all of the faith that's on the inside of me, guess what? Your life is going to change today. Guess what? You're going to receive that nugget, that gem, that one insight that you need to really begin to pivot and change your life. Well, how are you doing? It is a beautiful spring day here in the ATL. Spring is here, everyone. I'm looking out of my window and the trees that were empty or now they have blooms. We have in Atlanta what we call dogwood trees, and they're so beautiful. And it's just so beautiful, even with all of the pollen that's coming. But I am so grateful. What about where you are? I was talking to one of my clients in Australia. You know, they have different seasons now. So it's just so interesting to see that even in our lives and geographically, that there are just different seasons. But I believe that this is your season, that it's your time, and I'm going to be teaching today. Before I do, where am I going to start? Man, if you could see my desk, I have papers all around. I have so much I'm going to say, but today I'm going to be teaching you on what you see is what you get. Or if you can see it, you can have it. Or if you can imagine it, you can manifest it. You choose the one that you vibe with the most. Okay? So before I get started, I got some good news. Drum roll. Well, I'm having my yearly retreat here in Atlanta, the Know Your Value and Manifest Anything Retreat 2.0. So if you came last year, it ain't going to be the same, y'all. It's going to be something higher. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday, August 10th and 11th, 2024, Eagles Landing Country Club, exclusive openings for only 10 participants, and I can say 9, because one of my clients already knows about it. So if you're interested, I can truly say that these will probably be filled within a week. Go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You can pay with PayPal, Cash App, or Zelle. So it's August 10th and 11th. Get your airplane ticket early. You got plenty of time, and I am so excited. I'm going to have some of the ladies who attended last year to come on and share their experience. So that is that. Also, anybody interested in being a podcaster, or you're interested in doing a show, well, I would really recommend the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And here's why. You know, when you are just out there soloing on your own, sometimes it's hard for people to find you. But if you're already on an established platform, and it's my understanding, I think we're on 70 platforms. And then the network actually distributes your shows every week. And let's just say, for example, somebody may come and listen to me, and then they may see your picture on the network and say, well, who is that person? I think I'm going to listen to her. It's a powerful platform, so you can contact Jules. She's the founder, and It's a powerful place for you to begin. Or if you have questions and you want to email me about it, I'll tell you about my experience. Anything else? Well, visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Follow me on social media, TikTok and Instagram is Law of Attraction Constance. YouTube, of course, is Constance Arnold. And what else? Facebook is Coach with Constance. I think that is all I am going to say. If you're interested in doing a discovery call, I did a couple of discovery calls this week, and this is what I tell people. I ain't trying to sell you nothing. I'm really just listening to you for 20 minutes, and then you decide, oh, I think we're a match, and then I'll decide. And if we are, God knows what you need, knows who you need. I've had some men who have come to me, and I felt like, he would do better with a male coach. Because of the stuff that was happening in his life. So if you're ready to invest in yourself, we invest in everybody else, but if you're ready for that investment of time, money, and effort and surrender and quietness and stillness, I heard somebody say that before you go to the next level, there's always a season of isolation. That's very interesting. I believe that. So email me, Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Let me take a sip of tea and here we go. Get out your pen and your pad, or should I say your iPhone or your Android, and begin to take notes and let the spirit lead you. And whatever just sort of jumps out at you, just know that that is God speaking to you. I want you to live a good life. You've heard me say that God delights in your prosperity. When you see other successful people, God wants you to have that success. But you are really the God of your own reality. You've heard me say that you choose every day what your life is going to look and feel like. And God wants your joy to be full. So today, y'all know how I am. I'm going to be breaking it all the way down because I have learned so much about the imagination and how the world is really formed. This is what scientists are realizing by two things. Three things: your thinking, your beliefs, and your imagination. That's powerful. And you got to remember that your subconscious don't even know the difference between your imagination and what's real. So, whatever you constantly imprint or tattoo on your subconscious is what's going to happen. So, what have you been imagining in your mind lately? I want that to be my first thought to you. What has been your dominant thinking and feeling? We think in pictures. And they're saying that all of the light atoms in the universe begin to move, align, and shape and bend according to what you're thinking and imagining in your mind. And so I'm going to be quite honest with you. I Sometimes when I come on the air, I hold back a little bit because I'm like, I know my audience. But I'm going to go deep and I'm going to even say stuff like, God is your imagination. Neville Goddard said that. And the first time I'm reading, I'm like, what is Neville talking about? But God is your imagination. And I'm going to explain that in part two. And you're the God of your own reality. You can be, do, and have anything. The Bible says that whatever you imagine would not be withheld from you. Wow, that shows how powerful you are. So here we go, y'all. Everything in life, it doesn't start in 3D. It starts in 4D, where your imagination is. So we know what 3D is, right? Let me just go over it. It's where your five senses, where your body, where your conscious mind, where your current reality. Y'all, 3D is old news. It's old. It's what 3D is, what you thought, believed, and imagined before. So 3D is guilt and shame, it's your five senses, it's all of your problems. That's where 3D is. But everything in life really begins in 4D. So if somebody wants to start a business, it starts in their mind first. So what is that fourth dimension? We know that fourth dimension is your imagination. It's where dreams are born. It's where your emotions, your thoughts, and your vibrations show up. It's where it could be your fantasy world. It's where inventors, Walt Disney, and all of those folks, they started in where? 4D first, not 5D. So 4D is that realm. It's that Christ consciousness. It's where your dreams are. It's where knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. It's where Einstein got his formula. It's where all of the successful business people begin first. It begins in 4D, which is your imagination. And so it's out of that 3D world. You've heard me say that Dr. Micah Bethwith said that we are hypnotized by our circumstances. Have you ever been so upset about something that maybe you were driving from one destination to another, and you got there, but the whole time you were worrying? And so when people tell me they can't imagine, yes, you can, because you've been worrying all day. So my point is, everything begins in 4D. When God said, let there be light, He said it in 4D and 5D, and then light appeared in 3D. So I want you to really get that. So everything that you desire, love, more money, health, traveling, it's going to begin in 4D first. Isn't that amazing? So I want to share with you some examples of some folk who began their success in 4D. That includes me. And then in part two, after the commercial, I'm going to come back and give you a step-by-step formula for, if you can see it, you can have it. If you can imagine it, you can manifest. What you see is what you get. So here we go. I'm going to share with you just some different people who use their imagination in 4D. And you know, God is no respecter of person. I'll start with me. So many experiences, but I wanted to share the one about me, my condo, and my country cottage. Y'all know I've had so many houses, but I'm grateful. So I owned a condo, but then my BFF, while I was out traveling, she said, Constance, I found you another house. So when I came off the road, we went and took a look at the house. It was built in the 1900s. I think a professor at Emory was a former owner. I mean, it was fireplace in the dining room, w wood floors, wooden walls, just beautiful, just historic. And I'm like, at first, I'm like, this is not me. A big yard. I had so many parties and functions, and people had wedding ceremonies at that home. Just had such a wonderful time. But I was living in a condo. So that meant that I would have two mortgages. Anybody ever had two mortgages at the same time? And they were not, they were pretty big. Talking about my imagination, everything begins with in the 4D world. So I prayed about it. I sat in stillness. I don't make any decisions until I sit in stillness. So I said, okay, this condo can sell quickly. So the lady said, Constance, I'm gonna let you lease the house, the owner. And then after 6 months, you gotta close the deal. I mean, is that pressure or is that pressure? So, month one, nobody even buying the condo. Okay, I was getting kind of nervous. But I began to go in my imagination. I didn't know then what I know now. And I began to see the realtor. Randy was the realtor. I began to see him call me and say, Constance, we got a buyer. And I would see myself sitting at the closing table, signing all of those papers. Y'all know the deal. Month two, nothing happened. But I realized that in my imagination, I wasn't really feeling it. It was just like, anybody ever done this before? It was like remote. It was like artificial. It was like robotical. But then I began to believe there's somebody in Atlanta or an investor that wants this house. I would see it, I would feel it, and then I would say, thank you, God. You don't have to know how. I didn't realize at the time that my subconscious does not know the difference between a lie and what is true. It takes everything literally, which I'm going to talk about in part two. And so I begin to bless the person. Oh, this person is going to love this condo. It's going to be wonderful for them. It's a great community. Long story short, every day I use my imagination. Your imagination is God. When you're in your imagination, you're really face to face with God. That's some of the stuff sometimes I don't share. I hear one person say, when you're in your imagination, you're in the Holy of Holies. And it's God in you that's helping to do the work on the inside of you. My job was just to hold that picture. Have you ever been getting ready to take a picture and they say, hold it? Stand still, Constance. Move to the left. Hold it. And you take that picture. So that picture was tattooed on my mind. Long story short, we closed. The person was a flight attendant. It was a he. He loved it. He could fly in. It was a safe community. I loved my cottage. My country cottage had so many parties, so many great times there, etc. Just loved it. How did that happen? My imagination. I'll tell you some about some successful people. Jim Carrey, y'all know him in the 1990s. He was an unknown actor, just struggling, but he motivated himself to write himself a check for 10 mi million. And on the line where it says for, it said he put acting services rendered. It was dated for 1994. So this was the early 90s. So long story short, he was paid $10 million for his role in Dumb and Dumber. And we know Oprah Winfrey, when she was a child and she was watching, I think her grandmother or her mother watched, And her, they said to her, "You better learn how to watch, Oprah, because you're gonna be watching people's clothes." And she just began to see herself not doing that. And even before she got the role in the original, The Color Purple, she saw herself. She said she had a vision board, and she saw herself playing that role. In The Color Purple. So that's Oprah Winfrey. Who else do I want to share about? Will Smith is also a big advocate of the imagination. Tom Brady, the great, he's the GOAT when it comes to quarterbacks. I know Patrick Mahomes is coming on up, but you know, that's just my take on it right now. And he would visualize each play. He would visualize what he would do if he was on the 10-yard goal line. He would visualize the plays in his mind. He would visualize every possible scenario of what he could do if they were behind, etc. So can you see that? Serena Williams, 23 Grand Slams. She visualized hitting the ball perfectly and winning. Usain Bolt, I don't know if he still is, but he used to be the fastest man in the world, multiple world record holder. He visualized, you know how when they're running and they're in the starting position, he visualized the starting position, his movement, and winning at the end. So can you see the power? Michael Phelps, who was one of the greatest swimmers ever, visualized him just really breaking world records. Katy Perry, you know, she's known for her visualization tools, her vision board. Steve Harvey, yeah, I know he lived in his car and he visualized himself on TV. Ellen DeGeneres, and I could go on and on. What did all those people have in common? Does God love them more than you? Are they smarter than you? Are they better than you? No, they chose every day, I'm going to get out of this three-dimensional realm. What was Tyler Perry thinking when he was sleeping in his car? That's three-dimensional. But he said he saw people lining up to come to his play. And so you don't do that one time. They say that it takes 21 days for your brain to be rewired neurologically. So this is a study that they did. So they had a basketball team, and they split them up into three different groups. So the first group, they said, y'all not going to do any practice at all. This was for 30 days. The second group, they said, we want you to practice for 30 minutes at the doing foul shots for 30 minutes. And the third group, they didn't practice at all, but they just imagined themselves doing the foul shots. So at the end of 30 days, we know the ones that didn't practice, no change. But the ones that did practice for 30 minutes, they increased 24%. But listen to this. But the one who just used their imagination only and didn't practice, 23%. Why is that? Because if you imagine shooting the ball, you know, in the hoop, and it's going through your subconscious, your body believes it to be true. Let's talk about some people who were sick and in their imagination, they got completely healed because your imagination is God. When you're in your imagination, you are face to face with God. Why would the Bible say whatever you imagine will not be withheld from you? You're always thinking in pictures, and we already know that the universe responds, all of the atoms, we're made up of light atoms. So all of the light atoms, when those basketball players in their imagination just saw it to hit the net, it impacted their body, it impacted their mind. They believed that, and the subconscious said, "Oh, they're going to make every shot that they shoot." All right. So I want to talk about Dodie Osteen, who is Joel Osteen's mom. She was diagnosed with cancer, I don't know, 40 or 50 years ago. And she every day got scriptures, but she said she would see herself cooking. She would see her husband at that time, I think John Osteen, saying, "Sweetie, you look so beautiful." And Joel Osteen says that his mom didn't even have enough strength to walk to the mailbox. But in her mind, and even now, I send people to get her book because to this very day, I think she's probably been here 50 years. To this very day, she uses scriptures and she uses her imagination to see herself whole. So I don't know where you are right now, but if you're not feeling well, if you're not at your ideal weight, I know there are a lot of weight loss meds that are going on. I don't have no judgment in that, but one thing you need to do that I have my clients do is you've got to see yourself being able to with emotion. See, it's not just imagination alone, but it is the feeling behind that imagination, your ability to run in the yard with your children, your ability to run because you're late to catch a plane, your ability, ladies, to put on a swimsuit and feel really good. What would that look and feel like when your friends saw you? They would say, "Oh my God, what are you doing?" You need to see and feel that in your mind. I'm getting ahead of myself. That's what I saw about my condo. I saw Randy calling me and I said, "Oh my God, it's so," and I got more money from that condo than I thought I would. So it's your imagination backed up with feelings. So I'm going to go to commercial, and when I come back, I'm going to teach you how to walk through it. But can you see how all of these people, I'm going back to my statement, everything you want begins in that fourth dimension first. That's why people who want to lose weight, if you just go to Weight Watchers, well, I don't have nothing against Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig. If you just go to the gym, all of those things are great in that third dimension, but they have to be backed up, or I'm going to say the source is that fourth and fifth dimension. In the fourth dimension, you see yourself. You see, your fourth dimension really motivates and inspires you to go back down to 3D and stay in the gym. And because in that fourth dimension, you already see yourself in your body. You already see yourself whole. You already see yourself able to walk for three. So that fourth dimension is foundational. It's imbued with from your heart. You feel it with your emotions. There must be a merger of your emotions and your feelings and imagination. Because if not, what's going to happen in that 3D realm is you will gain your weight back. And I'm not being negative, but the 3D, your conscious mind, is just 5%. It's the creative mind. It's the mind that makes the decision. But your doggone subconscious, which is, they call it the habit conscious, it is empowered, stabilized, and stays consistent by what? By what you imagine to be true now. So when I come back, we're going to go step by step. So in between these commercials, I want you to get your dreams out. Look at them, put them on the table, look, put them up on your phone. I want you to get your goals out for 2024, and we're going to walk through them in your imagination. God is no respecter of person. If he did it for Oprah, Tom Brady, Jim Carrey, I've heard Denzel Washington talk about, if he did it for Katy Perry, Ellen DeGeneres, for Dodie Osteen, he could do it for you. But this is a universal law that you will have to determine. I am going to live out of my imagination. I'll be right back. Get out all your goals, your dreams, and your intentions. We're going to talk
Are
about
you
them.
Feeling stuck? Are you ready to live a life beyond your wildest dream? Constance Arnold is a seasoned and experienced professional licensed counselor for 25 years and a certified success life coach, and would love to partner with you to create your dreams. She's coached and trained over 10,000 clients on 5 continents and has a proven track record of success. Constance will assist you in getting a clear vision for your life and develop customized strategies, projects, and action steps to begin manifesting your dream. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and visit her website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
All right. What you see, you can get. If you can see it, if you can imagine it, you can have it and manifest it. So, did you get out your goals and or intentions? So, I'm going to start with just one of your goals, because what we need to do is we need to really master this process, this universal truth, with one goal first. So, we know everything begins where? And 4D, which is your imagination, which is what we're focusing in on today. And so this is the practical way that it's going to work. We know that 5D is more meditation. It's more where God gives you a deeper revelation, but we're just going to deal with 4D. So 4D is your imagination. So what do we know about your imagination? Your imagination is God, that you're face to face with your manifestation in your imagination. So simply begin to feel that what you desire is already done, knowing that it is the love, grace, and the power of God that's going to bring it to pass. You're not by yourself, you know. So we're going to walk through this. So in your imagination, picture and see and feel yourself already having, being, and doing the thing that you desire. And I think it was Einstein who said, imagination is a preview of life's coming events. So remember, it's a merger of your thinking, your feeling, and your imagination. Because you can't, if I say a juicy red apple, something is going to happen. You're going to start feeling something. Oh, okay. If I say, I'm going to meet you and we're going to a luxurious restaurant. You begin to picture that in your mind. And so we know that your subconscious is most impacted by your imagination, backed by emotion. And your subconscious is the habit consciousness. Your subconscious responds to repetition, habits, emotion, patterns. So we're really training and are tattooing in our subconscious, which is that fourth dimension, which is that programming mind. It's the habit mind, it's the programming mind, and it is the mind of repetition. So that means that whatever images you have, you're going to have to do it over and over and over again with emotion, with feelings that this is who I am and this is what I have. So we're not even looking at the 3D world. We're going into that secret place. What is the secret place, Constance? The secret place is your imagination. So think about this. It's all about planting the seed of what you desire with your thinking, emotions, and imaginations into your heart over and over and over and over again. We're going to release that thought, those emotions, and those pictures over and over and over again. Why? Because our subconscious responds to repetition, emotion, programming, or it's the habit mind. So if you just imagine one time, that's not gonna happen, baby. So does everybody see that? And emotion is powerful because the word emotion is energy in motion. So we are rearranging the light atoms in the universe to align with what we desire with our imagination. I can drop the mic on that one. So, does everybody see that? So, we are inside. So, what's the first thing that we do? Y'all already know what am I going to say? You need to get clear about what you want. So we understand the imagination, right? And so for those of you who say you can't imagine, I got something that's going to help you. I got something written down here. Where is it? Okay. So get clear about what you want. Do you already have that? Write it down. Why is writing important? Because when you write something down, you have to think it. You begin to feel it. And you can't write something without picturing. If I say I'm so happy about my new black E or S class Mercedes, I'm going to see that in my mind. All right, so do you have your goals and intentions written down? Let me see on your phone. All right. Remember, you do not have to know how. Everything is in what realm? The 4D and 5D realm. All right, for Christians, it's the finished work, quantum physics, all possibilities exist. And so we're going to turn away from that 3D world, your circumstances, your analytical thinking. How can I get a house? I had somebody ask me how can I get a house just like everybody else? So you're going to acknowledge possibly, God, I feel fearful about that. And you acknowledge those fear emotions, and then the love of God will dissipate them. So this is how you imagine. I'm going to say, let's start with one goal. And we're going to do this for the next 30 days. And let's just say if you have a business. So I'm going to say that you would imagine this just before you go to sleep at night, or you can do it during the daytime. if you put yourself in the theta state, I sometimes I'll go online, I'll listen to some music, and I'll begin to just imagine. You're always thinking in pictures. You're always thinking in images. So we're choosing to feed and tattoo on that habit mind, which is the what? Subconscious mind. Where are we beginning? We're beginning in 4D. So let's just say if you're an entrepreneur, I tell people, write out what your life would look and feel like, and then just begin to imagine it in little snippets. So let's just say you got a great product for weight loss and healthy eating. So I want you to close your eyes and see yourself at an expo. Lots of other entrepreneurs are there, and see and feel people coming up to you testing your healthy weight loss drink. What would that feel like? And people say, "Oh, this tastes good." What would that look like? So you would spend 3 to 5 minutes on day one with that snippet. Maybe the next day, you could see this. See yourself reading some of the comments on your social media page that says, "Oh, I tried this weight loss drink and I've lost 10 pounds and I'm telling all of my friends about it." What would that look and feel like? Get into that. This is mine now. This is what I have now. This is who I am. All right. Also, see yourself looking at your account. And you see so much more money in there from all the sales. You're like, "Oh, thank you, God." You're telling your partner, "Look how many sales I made overnight." You're living there. You see that you're not fantasizing. You are creating your own world. So every day for the next 30 days, you are going to see yourself successful, just like John Kerry did when he wrote that $10 million check. What are you doing? You're saying to your subconscious mind, "This is who I am, and this is what I have now." You're turning away from your 3D world. So you are accepting the fact that you have your desire now, law of assumption. All right, or that's never God. Or the Bible says, whatever things you desire, when you pray, when you imagine, believe that you have them and you shall have them. So we're not talking about one day. In your imagination, when you are tattooing and reprogramming your subconscious mind. Why? Because the subconscious mind, remember, don't know the difference between a truth and a lie. And you are assuming that this is true now. Quantum physics says all possibilities exist. Let me use another example. So you're going to do that for 30 days. You're in that fourth dimension realm. And when you're in that realm, the spirit will speak to you and say, do more of this. Also, go on TikTok and go live, or go on IG or do a promotion here. All right, let's just say you desire love. And you may say, "Constance," I'm gonna use male, female. You might say, "Constance, I haven't even seen a man. The only I haven't been on a date in 10 years." Turn away from your 3D world. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, "Can older women, can is it hard to meet a man if you're older?" If that's what you believe, see it, receive it, manifest it. When you can see it and imagine it, you can have it. And so let's just say you're single and you hadn't been on a date. The only man you see, you working from home, the only man you see is the Amazon man. or the or the postman. You just sort of stuck at home. And that doesn't mean you won't take action. So we're taking one intention and we are mastering that. So we know that when you imagine, you see yourself as already having it because it's true. God has already given you all things. All things exist in the quantum world. You're just looking at a possibility and holding that picture and that image and that feeling. You are imbuing and fueling your emotions and your images, because emotions are what? Energy in motion. A change of anything on the outside is a change of energy on the inside. So these are some snippets. You create your own movies, but see yourself cooking together. What would that look like in your kitchen? What would you be chopping up on your cutting board? What would he be doing? What recipe is your favorite recipe that you guys could cook together? Feel that, see that, smell that. See yourself sitting down at the at your dining room table, looking at him, and you're like, "Thank you, Father." Another scene could be, you go into a restaurant, and you know how they ask, "How many in your party?" And you hear him say, "Two." And when you hear that on the inside, you just get butterflies, and you say, "Oh, thank you, God." And you're holding hands as you walk to your seat. Thank you, Father. You feel that. You see that. You see the dress that you have on. You see the sun coming through the window where you guys were seated. I'm sure y'all can see that even as I'm talking about it. Or lastly, him meeting your friends and family. Let's just say him meeting your girlfriends, and they're all like, "Girl, he's so cute. We really like him. He's really sweet." Or meeting your parents and meeting your brothers. What would that feel and or look like? So for the next 30 days, you're gonna not work on, but you're gonna be depositing in your imagination, remembering that your imagination is God. And somebody said that God is really, it's the love, the grace, and the power of God that's going to bring that to pass. I'm working with a client now who's an entrepreneur. If you're an entrepreneur, you need to work with me. I've been in business 25 years and have had to make all the switches and changes and the shifts and the trends and all of that. And I shared with her, I said, "See your business. See yourself participating in the mutual exchange, which is you are exchanging products, goods, or services for money, for compensation." See people ruling and raving about your product and or services. So I had her just to imagine that, the confidence of that, and then more money came to her account than it ever did. So what you did is you just recorded your ideal scene. Or you could go online like I did, and Mike Murphy has a free app called the Creation Free Frequency app. Now we know we're going to do this when in the theta state. Why? Because your theta state is the state for programming. Your theta state is the state where you're recording. So we're re-recording over all of that negative stuff about you gotta wait, you don't have the money, etc. And so doing this 30 days, when you are imagining your ideal scene, I want you to make sure that you're grateful right now, because you have it right now, because really all there is now. So in your spirit, you're outside time and space. So in your spirit man possesses all things. All possibilities exist, but you're just choosing to focus in on this new possibility. All versions of you exist, but in the quantum world, it's what you focus on, and it's what you intentionally look at that is downloaded in your life. Man, time went by too fast. Then you're going to be grateful, knowing that God's spirit, the universe has a million ways, guys. Is it 8.2 million people in the world to manifest your desires? So sometimes with me, I just think about, oh, the love of God. God loves me so much. The grace of God. What does grace mean? You don't deserve it, but God's giving it to you anyway. That the entire universe, all of the people in Asia, Africa, Canada, South America, North America, all of the light atoms. So when you imagine you're just aligning with, we're not trying to make anything happen. You're just aligning with what you desire. And I think that's all I'm going to say. So, are you going to be like Oprah? Are you going to be like Jim Carrey, who carried that check around? Some of you would have gotten discouraged. What about Denzel Washington, who says that's how his success came? Are you going to be like Katy Perry, Serena Williams, who imagine? What about Dottie Osteen, who was sick, who just in her imagination used scriptures and saw herself healed and whole? Because it's not up to God. You are the God of your own reality. It's when you choose and accept and assume and turn away from your 3D world. If what would have happened if Jim Carrey had given up? Turn away. Okay, so you've applied 20 times. I know of a situation where somebody did, and I always tell my clients, thank you, God, this or something higher. And if this doesn't happen, you're going to take all of the experience, all of the juiciness, all of the wonderfulness. I think I just made up that word that is in that experience, this or something higher. Well, what I taught you today was really a gem. It's what I practice, it's what I'm practicing right now in some areas of my life. And it's what I've always practiced. And your imagination, it is just so powerful. And it can bring anything to you. So make a commitment to yourself. So you can listen to me, but get your calendar out for the next 30 days. Give your attention. Isolate, feel, make sure you merge thinking, feeling, and imagination. Little children do this very well. And you're turning away from your 3D. So the next time you catch yourself worried about something in 3D, I'm not telling you to not be responsible, but where is your dominant thinking and feeling? Where is your dominant focus? Live out of your imagination. Sometimes I imagine two, three, four times a day. As a matter of fact, when I get through recording, I'm gonna spend some time in my imagination, already having it, not wishing and hoping. Thanking for it in advance, putting myself in the feeling of it. And you will see things will begin to happen. God will give you signs. Somebody said we shouldn't ask for signs. Yes, you should. You stay 30 days, but you can't do it one day and then quit. And then, oh, the next day, come off of Netflix. Come on, people. Come off of looking at so much TV, the news, and create your own life. Create your own reality. Reality TV, create your own reality because, you create your own reality. Man, this show is so good. I want you to share it with your friends. Tell people about the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. Put it on your timeline. I have a lady, Erica from Australia. She always shares about my show with others. Do that because imagination is the key to your success. So here you are in your imagination with the God of the universe, with God's love, grace, and mercy with you. Nothing is impossible. Man, I have talked today. One thing I forgot to tell you, guess what? I'm celebrating my 16th year. Guess who is going to be interviewing me? Dr. Dennis Kimbrough is going to be interviewing me for my 16th hosting anniversary. So grateful for that. So everybody, make a decision to have a great week. Be playful with your imagination. Imagine, have fun, dream big, imagine big. And I'm excited to hear just some of the great manifestations that are going to happen. And guess what? It has to happen because it's a universal law. Enjoy your week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.